Now, a group of European lawmakers have renewed calls for an arms embargo on Saudi Arabia over the kingdom's war against Yemen. The MEPs also voiced concern about the dire humanitarian situation in the war-torn country. Jerome Hughes reports now from Brussels.
Inside the European Parliament, Brussels, a group of EU legislators demand an end to the sale of weapons from EU countries to Saudi Arabia. They say those weapons are being used to wage an unthinkable onslaught on Yemeni civilians. The MEPs point out that more than 11 million children in Yemen are currently in need of humanitarian assistance due to the unthinkable violence.
And that's almost every single child in Yemen. And we see that 130 children are dying in Yemen each and every single day. And this is just not acceptable as a situation.
According to MEPs, the UK, France, Italy and Germany are the biggest EU arms dealers with Saudi Arabia. For example, Britain sold more than 1.1 billion euro worth of weapons to the Saudi kingdom in the first half of this year.
Britain supported Saudi in getting a resolution at the UN to justify this intervention in Yemen, and we sold nearly half the arms that we sold in the world last year went to Saudi Arabia. So it's a massive export opportunity as far as the British government's concerned, and I think that's immoral and scandalous.
Some EU lawmakers who have themselves visited Saudi Arabia say they don't accept the kingdom's excuses when it comes to Yemen.
They told me directly that it's in self-defense, and you're only allowed to use weapons like that in self-defense, but you cannot call this self-defense. There is no way to call this self-defense what's happening in Yemen now. Saudi Arabia is in an aggressive war against Yemen.
Britain is being singled out for particular criticism. The group of EU legislators say that since the Brexit vote, the UK has sold 4.6 billion euro worth of weapons to Saudi Arabia, and they say the victims of the overarmed regime are the people of Yemen.
Those leading the campaign to stop the attempts by Saudi Arabia to annihilate the people of Yemen accuse EU nations of riding roughshod over the fundamental principles and values on which the bloc was founded. And they say this is all happening because of one thing: money. Jerome Hughes, Press TV at the European Parliament, Brussels.